turning there. You know, if some of y'all would dress a little more like me and Adam, we have bigger smiles on our face when we come to church. Amen. So I'm going to challenge you between now and Easter. Let's come to church with a happy face, eh? And I'm going to be honest with you. If you'll accept this challenge I'm throwing out at you, Brother Ralph's dressed not. Tony's got a nice shirt on this morning. Come excited about coming to church. Amen. I mean, you know, listen, we have in the man cave, when Adam walks in, things stop. That's good. That's good. I love it. Amen. John chapter 4, when you get there, let's stand. Got a good bit of scripture to read this morning. It is good to be back in the house of God. It was good to be here Wednesday night. I don't like missing church. I cannot stand to miss church. Last week, I thanked God for Preacher Trevor and Taylor standing in and doing a great job singing and preaching. And I watched it from home. It was good. I enjoyed it. It ain't like being at church. Amen. Amen. It's like watching the cooking channel. You see what they're cooking, but you can't taste it. Amen. It's good to be in God's house this morning. Amen. And I appreciate you being here on a stormy Sunday morning. John chapter 4, look at verse 4. When you get there, say amen. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he into a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, which near to a parcel of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were going away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Let me just stop right there and just throw this out there. The Samaritans were basically a half-breed nation. They were mixed with the Jews and the people of Samaria. They were not considered top-quality people. Just being honest. And if we ain't careful, some of us get a little racist every once in a while. Jesus was not racist. Amen. Jesus came to her. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. She didn't know who she was talking to. And the well is deep. From whence hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob? Yep. Which gaveth us this well and drank thereof himself, his children, and his cattle. And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled and taught with the woman. Yet no man said, why seekest thou, or why talkest with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to read your word. Thank you for another opportunity to preach your word. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to sit under the preaching of your word. God, and I pray, God, your blessings upon us today. I pray, God, you'd speak to hearts this morning. Move me out of the way, God. It ain't about me. Help us to lift up Jesus today. Whatever's done, we'll honor you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while on this thought. He didn't come for the water. He didn't come for the water, glory to God. We know this from reading this. The Bible, Jesus tells this woman that he is the water of life. He is the well from which the water comes. The Bible says that Jesus was wearied from his journey, but he came anyhow. I ain't got time to really get into preaching it right now, and I might in a little bit. But don't you? I wonder how wearied Jesus was from his journey when he found Mike Snipes. I wonder how wearied Jesus was from his journey when he found Clint. I wonder how wearied Jesus was from his journey when he found you. But he came anyhow. He didn't come for the water. He was the water of life. He didn't come for the well. He is the well from which the water comes. Amen. He didn't come for all that. The Bible tells us he didn't come for, but he came for the woman. If you study this out, that word is singular. He came for the woman. The Bible says that he left. If you study, go back to verse 1. The Bible says he left Judah and he was going to go all the way down to Galilee. In other words, he had a long way to go. And most of the time, the Jews, what they would do, Brother Robert, they would go out of their way to miss Samaria. They would take the longer route. They would either go up to the right, if you're looking at a map, and they would take the route right by the river of Jordan, and they would go to Galilee that way, or they would go down around almost to the sea and go up just so they didn't have to go through Samaria. I'm glad that Jesus didn't worry about that. I'm glad Jesus wasn't worried about who was there. He went through several cities before he got there, and the Bible said he must needs go through Samaria. I'm glad that he came down. I believe he'd have came if it was just for me. I believe he'd have came if it was for nobody else but you. Amen. He came for this woman. He came for this woman. I'm glad God loves the world, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm glad Jesus loves the church, amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 says, and love Christ as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. But I'm glad Jesus loves me. Me, singular. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm glad God loves you. I'm glad God loves the world. I'm glad God loves, but glory to God, I'm glad he loved me. He came for this woman. Jesus came for you. A lot of times we get in church, and if we ain't careful, we forget that. We come into God's house, and the music's good, and we sit there like a bump on a pickle. And you forget that Jesus loves you. You forget that he answers your prayer. See, just this week, he answered a prayer for me, amen. I told you, got a good report back. That puts a whole different perspective when you're praying about something and you got something going on in your life and you show up and God's already come on the scene and God's already answered that prayer and God's already showed up for you. I'm glad he loved me, glory to God. I'm glad he came to the well where I was and he loved me. And if I'd have been by myself, he'd have loved me anyhow and he'd have been there for me. But not only did he love me enough to save me, and he loved me enough to come to where I was, amen. He loved me enough to answer my prayers. He loves me enough to be there for me when in the good times, and he loves me enough to be there for me in the bad times. I ain't got nothing else to complain about. I just want to worship him this morning, amen. He loved this woman. He came to where this woman was. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's you. That's every last one of us. He'd have came for Robert Lloyd. If Robert Lloyd had been the only lost person on this world, he'd have came for Robert Lloyd. And he came for you. If you're here this morning, that's enough reason. I'm going to get into some stuff this morning that I've never preached out of this passage of Scripture. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's time that you and I put a smile on our face. It's time that you and I lift our hands and praise and honor and glorify Him, because He came for you. Not only did He came for the woman, He didn't come for the well, He didn't come for the water. He came for the woman, and He came for the words. Jesus talked to this woman. He talked to this woman. The Bible says in verse 7, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. He spoke to her first. This woman, this blowed her mind, Brother Ed. No Jew speaks to a Samaritan, especially a man speaking to a woman. This blew her mind, Alan. She didn't know why Jesus was talking to her. She didn't know. She didn't understand that. But Jesus came to give her His words, glory to God. He's come this morning to give you His word. Amen. And that's what He wants. He's talking to somebody right now. He's talking to somebody right now. I want you to understand something. You came this morning. You just come this morning because you thought you'd show up to church. No, you came because He came to give you His word. He came to give you His word. You've already had the word through Sunday school, amen. You've already had the word through the singing of the choir and through the special singing. And now He's giving it to you right out of His word, glory to God. We got to understand some of the folks. She couldn't believe He was talking to her. Verse 9 says this, then saith the woman of Samaria, she says, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. David got in a little bit of this morning in Sunday school about how Dallas used to be jumping out the back of houses and running around doing things he had no business doing, and he didn't have no idea what God was going to use in his life. Hey, he talked about how I used to go to places I had no business going, and the places down at the beach where I had no business being, and I was running those places. And if God would have come to me back then, Greg, and said, I got a job for you, I'd have said, ain't no way in the world. Aren't you glad He comes to you where you are at? You ain't always been in church saved and smelling good, amen. On Sunday morning, some of us had no idea where in the world we were. And He came to you anyhow. This woman couldn't believe that He was talking to her. Now understand, sir, this wasn't just no polite conversation. Jesus got her attention. He wasn't playing around with it. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who is it that saith unto thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. He was saying what he was telling her, Melvin, I got what you need. Yeah. Yeah, man. Come on. Amen. I got what you need. You come expecting one thing, but I'm getting ready to give you something else. Hey, how many of you went to church that night expecting to get saved? No, you went for one reason, and God got a hold to you, amen. Jesus is here this morning telling you, I got what you need. I got everything you need. If you'll just take what I'm trying to give you, you'll never have to worry about coming back to this well again. Glory to God. If somebody in here this morning to get what I'm trying to say, hey, Dallas, when you got a hold of what He wanted for you, you didn't have to worry about the drugs no more. You didn't have to worry about the alcohol no more. You didn't have to worry about the drinking no more and all the ungodly stuff you were doing. Why? Because you got a hold to the right one, glory to God. Whew. My God, if y'all helped me preach this morning, we'd have a time in this church. Whew. I'm glad I got a hold to the right one, amen. I tried. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. I know all y'all see when y'all look up here at me is the preacher. Y'all didn't know what I used to be. I didn't know what Dallas used to be. I have no idea what Alan used to be or Jackie used to be. But I know when we changed wells. Whew. Glory to God. I know when I changed wells, amen. And I couldn't believe it. He's saying, I got what you need. It was a convicting conversation. Jesus said, go call your husband. Jesus confronted her with her sin. He confronted her with her life. He confronted her with her past. She had to tell Jesus the truth. She said, I don't have a husband. It'd have been one thing if Jesus would have stopped right there, Ronnie, but He didn't. He said, I know you ain't got no husband. This is just country talk now. He said, you've had five, and the one you with now ain't your husband. My Lord, he knows everything about me. Some of y'all ain't got it yet. He already knows everything about you. He already knows what you did this weekend. He already knows where you went this weekend. He already knows every thought you had this weekend. He already knows everything. He knows everything about you. This woman, he blowed her mind when he was talking to her. He blowed her mind when he said, I got something that you need. Now he's blowing her mind saying, I know everything that you are. I know everything you are. I know everything you will be. I know everything you were. And I know what God can do in your life. Listen to what I'm telling you. Jesus knows everything about you. He knows everything that you can be. And he's the one, just like in our Sunday school lesson with Gideon, he's the one that sees the potential. He saw a young man up in West Virginia that could play Jesus Christ in a play. He saw a young man down at the beach that could preach the word and try and do something for him. He saw a young man that could be a deacon. He saw a young man that could sing. He saw a young man that would stand in and do what he's telling. He saw all that in you. You didn't see none of that. He knows what you can be. And he's trying to call it out of you this morning. He's trying to tell you this morning, I got plans for you. And you can't even fathom what I'm going to do. He had this woman. He came to this woman. He told her what was going on in her life. He knows everything. He came because he was worried about her soul. He didn't come for the water. He didn't come for the well. He came because he was worried about her soul. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Jesus ain't never worried about nothing. I'm using this so you'll get the concept of what I'm talking about. God don't have to worry. God don't have to question. God don't have to worry about anything. But understand, the Bible says that now listen how I put this, he must needs go through Samaria. He was wearied and he came anyhow and waited on her. He started the conversation. He took her and looked at her life. He told her all she had ever done. All she did was show up. He did everything else. Melvin, he did everything else. All she did was show up. I'm telling you right now, somebody's here this morning, and all you did was show up. And guess what? He's got something in your life. He is trying to do something in your life. He is trying to call something out of your life. Maybe you need salvation this morning. He can do it. Maybe you need help this morning. He can do it. Maybe you need a healing this morning. He can do it. Maybe you need his words this morning. He can do it. All you got to do is show up. She got up that morning, Taylor, got her water pot just like she always did. And a lot of people say she came about this time of the day when there wouldn't be a whole lot of people there. She came about this time of the day because she was ashamed of her life. She came about this time of the day because she didn't think nobody was going to be there. But guess what? You might be ashamed of what you've done. You might not like your life going so far. But I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to sneak up on him. Whew. He was worried about her soul. Now listen, this is the part I never got out of this passage of scripture before. He didn't come for the water. He didn't come for the well. He came for the worship. Now if we're talking about a Jew, Robert, Jesus could have went on down there to Jerusalem, went into that temple, and showed them who he was. But you see, that religious crowd, we know from studying the Bible, would have rejected him. David was telling us in Sunday school this morning that he talked with a preacher just a few weeks ago. He said that preacher did not have the attitude that he needed to have. He was more arrogant. And I've seen preachers like that, amen. More arrogant. You know, I pastor the church. I'm this and I'm that. Ain't got nothing to do with it. See, I like it when Jesus just shows up. I like it when Jesus, some of y'all need to come to church on Wednesday night. Guess what? He shows up on Wednesday night. Amen. I like it when he shows up on Wednesday night. You just come because it was Wednesday night prayer meeting. And you just come because you thought you was just going. But my God, you come in and Jesus shows up. He came in for the worship. He come in. She could not believe that he came to her. I mean, somebody ought to get a hold of what I'm trying to say right now. You were lost and undone. You had nothing to give him. You were nothing in yourself, glory to God. But he came down for anyhow to you, and he loved you enough, and he came to you, and he wants you to worship him. The Bible says he came for the worship. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The worship came after the words. The worship came after the conviction. The worship came after her getting right with God. He had already laid out the groundwork. I believe at this time, her mind was already starting to focus. He is who he said he is. They that worship him. That word worship right there, if you break it down, it means to kiss or to lap like a dog licking the master's hand or to crouch down or give reverence to. When's the last time you came into God's house and worshiped like that? When's the last time you came into God's house and said, Lord, I'm just going to get on that altar. I ain't got nothing to pray about. I ain't got nothing to talk to you about. I just want you to know that I love you. Lord, you've been good to me. Lord, you've answered all my prayers. Lord, you showed up when nobody else could show up. That's what he's telling this woman. It's just me and you out here at this well. It's just me and you. It's just me and you. It's just me and you. Clint, it's just you and him this morning. Don't you worry about nobody else sitting around you. He's been good to you. My Lord, he gave you them two beautiful youngins. He gave you a beautiful wife. He has showed up in your life. It ain't nobody but you and him this morning. Don't worry about what Robert's going through. Don't worry about what Melvin's going through. You need to get your mind on him. Right out there by the well, Jesus is telling her stuff that the high priest that can't even grasp. Ralph, it's just me and you. Tucker, it's just me and you. Brother Donald, it's just me and you. Jesus said, it's just me and you this morning. How good's God been to you? Jesus came for the worship, amen. Let me go ahead and tell you something. That's why you and I were made. That's why you and I were made to worship and honor and glorify him. And the problem is, just like with me sometimes, I know I come in here sometimes and y'all think I'm just on cloud nine all the time. I shouldn't have to wait till he answers a prayer. I ought to worship him anyhow. I shouldn't have to wait till things go bad in my life and he shows up and straightens them out for me to come in and worship him. I ought to be worshiping him to start with. No matter what's going on in my life, I ought to be worshiping him. Amen. He came for the worship, but he came for the witness. The Bible says in verse 28 and 29, then the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? We're supposed to be telling people. He didn't save you to show up on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. He didn't save you for you just to sit around. He saved you to be a witness. This woman went out and told everybody, hey, come see a man, amen, that told me everything. Is not this the Christ? David, who saved you? Jesus. Jackie, who straightened you out? Jesus. Don't tell them to come see the preacher. Don't just tell them to come see the play. Tell them to come see Jesus. Somebody said, what y'all got at your church to offer? We got Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We got Jesus. We ain't got light. We ain't got lightning, and we ain't got smoke machines, and we ain't got all that kind of stuff. We just come in, and like Charles Johnson said, crank up the music, and let's have church. Amen. Hey, we got Jesus. We're going to present Jesus. We're going to believe Jesus. We're going to uplift Jesus, and it's going to be all about Jesus, or it ain't going to be about nothing at all. Amen. She said, come see a man that told me everything I've ever did. Is not this the Christ? Let me ask you a question this morning. He didn't come for the water, and he didn't come for the well. He came for you. What do you need this morning? I want you to bow your heads.